Welcome back to our Budweiser pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, you're coming off of a weekend split against Minnesota State Mankato. What was the message to your team as you opened up practice on Monday?
Probably the biggest thing is just playing consistently or doing our best to play consistently for 60 minutes. Obviously, we felt we had a really solid first period on Saturday. And unfortunately, we had that minute stretch there where a couple mistakes and now you find yourself in a 3-0 hole. And obviously a big hole to try to climb out of. But outside of that, there was a lot of good. I thought we had a great first period. I loved the way we defended. I thought as a group, our defense played really, really well in that period as far as closing quickly, really good gap play. We just didn't give them anything in terms of opportunities. We did outshoot them 11-3, but the quality of our shots was not exactly a lot of grade A. So that's a challenge. We know St. Cloud's is going to be very difficult in terms of trying to get to the net, but you got to go to those hard areas. You got to try to get those greasy goals.
What did practice look like this week? I know your team got a chance to meet with a nutritionist, a dietitian, and then also I saw some stuff on social media that your team did some skills and some team bonding.
Well, we had I think I heard your question, Kelly. I know we started off the week Halloween. We had a Halloween skate on Monday. some very, very talented players in terms of what they came up with their costumes, and that was a lot of fun. Tuesday, we did have a nutritionist come in, and I thought it was really beneficial. She was with the group for over an hour, and there were a lot of questions afterwards. And there's just so many aspects of that. She's a dietitian and a nutritionist, so it was just really helpful. Just in terms of things to drink or eat after a workout, prior to a practice, after a practice, just a lot of really good stuff. And we had some good practices. Obviously, I thought we had some real good work days. I had to go over to the BCA on Thursday due to the concert, but it's when you go over there, it's always a good sheet of ice, and it's cold, and it seems to always be a crisp practice. So it was good.
You let your team go to the concert last night. What was your thought on letting them attend a Dustin Lynch concert?
It's all about the experience, Kelly. It's all about being a college student. We've got this beautiful facility, and we had a pretty popular performer in town. If you're in town, I think, hey, you got to take advantage of it and get a chance to go to a concert. It's something that those that have went to it will certainly always remember. And again, just the fact that it was here, we were off, a good opportunity because it doesn't happen very often.
Coach, your team has had some success against this Husky team over the course of years. Great record against them. Three of the last five games, your team has won. How different is this Husky team this year coming into the Sanford Center?
Yeah, I think a lot different, Kelly. First of all, they got a new coach, Brian Adelsky's been around a long time. He's an excellent coach. He did an outstanding job at the University of North Dakota, prior to their program being cut over there. And then he went on. He was coaching professionally, did very, very well with a professional team in China, won a couple championships. So definitely has changed the culture there. He's brought in a new assistant. They did bring in a number of transfers. They've got a number of fifth years back, taking advantage of that of the waiver. If you look at his lineup, it's a very veteran group up front, especially. Got a goalie in from Duluth that has been playing very well. So we know we're in for a battle. They've played a very similar schedule to us in terms of, in fact, having to play Minnesota, Ohio State, Wisconsin in three consecutive weekends, and they were able to get a point from Wisconsin when they tied him and wound up losing in overtime, but they still were able to get that point. Played Minnesota real tough on a Saturday down there. So we know it's going to be a battle. It always has been. A lot of those games you just referred to, a lot of overtime games. We had the infamous shootout game that wasn't conducted properly. Mm-hmm. It's always been a battle with them. I'm expecting the same. We've talked about this before. It's such a fine line, between not being on the one side of the scoreboard or the other. And that's why you go back to just being consistent and playing a full 60 minutes.
Your special teams, especially on the penalty kill, has been spectacular. Lights out. You started the season with 4 power play goals. It looked like your team was going to keep that going, and it kind of stopped. What does your team need to do to get power play goals?
Well, I think that right now, you know, I think both groups pressing a little bit. Obviously, the teams, everybody's going to watch film, and I think teams have noticed if your pressure is coming up the ice, they've had success. So we've been working real hard on that, trying to clean that up. But we just reminded them again that they're out there for, they're in those positions for a reason. They got to trust themselves. They're not robots. You've got to read the play, make a play, have confidence in yourself. We have confidence in them. And again, some of the power plays we've had we've certainly produced a lot of quality chances, had a lot of quality chances, just nothing to show for it. So you know, PK obviously has done very, very well, but we think our power play can help us, and we just got to keep working on it, and those groups go out there, have to believe in themselves and go out and execute.
What's it going to take to get a win here today?
Well, I think first and foremost, Kelly, we want to have a good start. We want to come out fast. We want to get the puck deep and go. We want to utilize our team speed. I think that could be an advantage for us. But the things we talked about are being relentless. We need to outwork and outcompete them all over the ice. And we need to win battles. That's so important. But I think the key really is going to be in our end with clean outs. If we can be clean and crisp with our breakouts, that's going to get that's going to get us on the attack. If we're slow, we're throwing bad passes. Now we're playing in our zone. So we want to make them play defense as much as we can. So let's have good, clean breakouts and get the puck to the other end.
Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.